During a Senate committee hearing on ethics reform legislation Thursday, Dane County DA Brian Blanchard raised a series of concerns.
I believe that if passed in its current form, the bill would have the effect of weakening, not strengthening, efforts to deter and detect misconduct by state public officials.
Blanchard says trying public officials and their county of residence goes against how every other crime is prosecuted.
It would be a large step backwards to adopt an unprecedented, unworkable, and possibly unconstitutional reversal of fundamental legal principles regarding the definition of venue for an offense.
Former Milwaukee County DA Michael McCann also says prosecuting public officials in their home county could result in smaller counties, such as Vilas County, being unable to take up the case properly.
I know the district attorney in Vilas County. As I recall, he has one assistant DA. How could he be confronted with a complex, sophisticated investigation? And in these cases, people don't come rushing in and lay down. They typically aggressively resist compliance and require compelled testimony and so on.
Blanchard also echoed concerns about the non-severability clause of the bill, which overturns the entire legislation if any portion is ruled unconstitutional.
There doesn't seem to be any rationale for simply setting up this bill for failure upon constitutional problems, of which I think there may be some.
McCann shares those concerns.
My fear is that there are bound to be in that bill, or high probability or possibility, that certain esoteric items that aren't huge but may be unconstitutional, and there goes the bill.
Senate and Assembly committees are expected to vote on the bill next week in at least 15 amendments that are currently being offered. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.